Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the 7th of June at 1 o'clock for, and we're gonna resume our meeting from Monday, June the 5th, which was recessed. Our agenda today was significantly gonna be a closed session agenda with Republic Services, but as a result of our budget meetings, we decided to have further discussions on suggestions made by the public to us, and we're gonna do that after the closed session. So do I have a motion to go into closed session? Right, do I have a second?
Motion is second.
All those in favor going into closed session, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Ayes have it, we're in closed session. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now out of closed session, so thank you for being patient and being here with us. The second part of our meeting, the open part of our meeting, is that we wanted to discuss the comments that we heard from our citizens during the public hearing. I think it was, you know, an awful lot of folks showed up and they were very passionate about their comments. And we wanted to make sure that they knew that we heard them, and that we're doing our best to try to respond where we can or to those comments. So, you know, I hope it's very clear that we are very, very appreciative of the folks who work in Berkshire County, work for Berkshire County government. I think they do a wonderful job. And our job is to try to use the tax dollars and funds that we have to run this county, to pay our workers appropriately, do all we can for them and for all the citizens. And we've tried our best to do that, and we continue to do that. But we did hear that citizens thought that, especially in a couple of the departments that did not get any increase, which was the Sheriff's Department and the EMS workers, parts of both, those who were on their separate schedule, that they thought that was a bit unfair, and could we do better, is what was asked. So we wanted to have this time as a board to talk about that. Because we have a pending budget, we have not approved anything. We have, we made a presentation and you know, it's there, but time is still open for us to have discussion. So I'll open the floor. Thank you, John. I think you made that part of that statement. You've given more clarity to it. We're gonna put all the options out here. We're gonna talk about what we think. We're not looking to make a decision on the budget today. Let me be clear. From me or from?
I'm on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Joe, can you hear me?
John, why don't you repeat what you just said?
Remarks is basically I'll be in favor of a 6 cent tax increase, which would be $840,000 of extra revenue coming in. Be able to take care of our first responders and also other employees that were left out of the payment.
The suggestion was is this. At the end of the meeting that we had the other night, we had commissioner comments. And with the commissioner comments, I had stated that instead of kicking this can down the road, we need to fix the problem. We're fixing the problem that would go with a 6 cent tax increase and proceed forward with 3.7 and change as far as the fire tax to get that put in place. And that the reason behind that is because our emergency service people and also our sheriff's department needs to be taken care of with salaries. We need to be competitive with the people out there. We need to be able to turn around and have these people that go out and service the community. As I said, Berkshire County citizens deserve the best. We should be providing the best, and that will give us that opportunity to be able to do that. 6 cents would bring $840,000 of revenue to the county when it comes to an increase in taxes, which I'd like to reinstate what Chairman Wesson has said the other night. It's been 5 years since we've had a tax increase and move in that direction. That's how I would like to see the county go, and I'm speaking for myself only.
All right. We've heard that. One position. Anyone else?
Yeah, so – and I had talked to Juan. I don't know if you got a chance or not to talk to the sheriff and to Mitch to see if he could have some money in their budget to give everybody the $500 one-time bonus as well. I don't know if you did or not, but if we could do that, I mean, that is fair. I mean, I don't hate that, but we would just have to find it in the budget. The $500 at, I think the deputy got 40,000. Is that what their starting salary is? So that's a 1.25%. I mean, yeah, I heard them say the other night they would get 1%, 2%. And then at $15 an hour, 37 hours, 52 weeks, that's $29,250. And $500 for them would be a 1.7%. I mean, I know it's a one-time bonus. We have some other things we probably need to work out going.
Now, may be clear. Is that a bonus, or are you asking us to do that, find the money? That would not be.
I was saying that's the one time, like we would bonus. Do everybody else. Okay. So that way it is more across the board and fair for everybody.
Right. All right.
Commissioner
Robinson?
Commissioner Chair, my position is this. Texas hasn't been raised in 5 years. If we need to raise the taxes 6% to make things happen, make life better for the employees that represent the county,
So I heard Commissioner Robinson support the recommendation of Commissioner Trent. Let me say that I have a different opinion. And, you know, we're all entitled to an opinion. I do not believe that our citizens would want us to, including the fire tax, to make a 9.7% increase to their taxes. That's what it would be. 6 plus 3.7, 9.7. I think that is too much. Now, I think there's a way we can do virtually almost the same thing without doing that. Let me try to explain if I can. Commissioner White has said, let's find the money within the budget to give that $500 bonus to all employees who did not get it. I support that. But in addition to that, I think we need to do more for not only EMS, not only for Sheriff Department, but for all employees. And there's a way to do it. Here's my suggestion. My suggestion would be that we would do what Commissioner White said now and approve that budget. And then over the next 60 days, hear me clearly, 2 months, we have a sale of county property that's scheduled this month that we believe conservatively is going to bring in, a significant amount of money. And our tax administrator is here that he can talk about that. But I believe, let's say that's $350,000. In addition, there are some other things that we can do. We know that there are positions in some departments that traditionally have not been filled year to year. So if there are positions in perhaps the sheriff's department, same thing within EMS, if those positions could be given up so that we could use that money to, you know, pay additional salaries across the board. So the selling of the property that we're already planning to do, adding that to it. And I think there are some additional properties that we did not include in the sale that we still could, significant properties that are not being used. What this would do, I estimate, would bring us someplace even larger than perhaps Commissioner Trent had just suggested from those funds, but not increase the tax rate this year. But understand this, I'm not talking about a bonus. I'm talking about a real increase in salaries. And in the next budget, not the upcoming year, but the following year, we would need to be able to handle that, which generally means having some kind of tax increase or whatever that would need to do that. I think we need that time in order to be able to do it rather than to put the 6 on top of the 3.7 that we're doing right now. And I think it gets us to the same place, maybe even better. So I'm not disagreeing that we need to increase the salary. I think that's just a different way to be able to do it. So that's what I offer.
Commissioner Balance here. I'm definitely not in favor of a Band-Aid. I think we need to move towards a solution to the low wages. And while I hate the word tax increase, there's some things that's gonna only be fixed by unfortunately increasing tax. And 6% maybe, initially could be a little tight on top of 3.7% rate already in place. I would even probably be in support of half of that going into this budget and gradually doing an increase into the next budget, because we have to address the wages of all of our county employees and every department. And we have to start somewhere. And right there again, nobody wants a tax increase, but it's inevitable that it's going to happen. So I figure a gradual approach would be much more significant than an abrupt approach.
And let me ask you a question real quick. And again, I understand where you're coming from, and I agree with that. You know, the 3.7 was figured in the budget already. I mean, if that's the case, then why don't we walk away from the 3.7 and just raise the 6% and run with the ball that way? I'm going to be honest with you. When you're working off of, and again, I understand what you're saying, Mr. West, when it comes to selling buildings and things of that nature, but that's not any guarantee that that's going to happen, okay? There's no guarantees of what the funds are going to bring in. We don't know that. Jody, is there any guarantees of what those buildings will bring as far as the pricing that we think? There is not.
No,
so if we don't get it, then we can't do anything for anybody. You know, this is the deal. When you turn around and look at EMS with the amount of people they got, to get them in a competitive mode, you're probably talking somewhere between $150,000 and $160,000 increase. Sheriff's Department, you're talking about $100,000 put into that department to turn around and get those salaries up at least $3,000. Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. And the only way to do that is going to happen with a tax increase. It's not going to happen by selling $300,000 or $400,000 for the buildings. And it's not going to happen. I don't think the people are going to be satisfied. And I don't think they should be satisfied with only get a $500 bonus, less than a 2%. You're talking 1.7%, I believe. And that's, hypothetically, you're talking a $24,000 employee and you're only going to give them $480 on 2%. It's going to be actually less than that at 1.7%. And that's just a one-time shot in the arm. That's it. I couldn't agree with that.
I hear you, John. I think if we raise taxes by 6%, we would be one of the highest tax counties, not only here in this region, but in the state. And I don't think our average wage or income for citizens in this county would support that without that being onerous on them. So I think we can be a little smarter than that. Yeah, there's no guarantee, but we're going to have this sale. We know what they've generated in the past. We know the values of these properties. And I also said, if the two major departments who are looking to make sure, Sheriff's Department and EMS, both have open positions right now, right? And in the Sheriff's Department, we've always carried forward. I know the sheriff wants to fill as many as we can, but traditionally, we have always not been able to fill everyone. So if I were there, I would say, I would be willing to give back a couple of positions to make sure that my existing employees benefit. I would do the same thing on the EMS. That's real money. That's real savings, right? And we both know, all of us on this committee know, that there were properties that we took off the table that we did not sell because of their value. And we wanted to hold on to them. But if it's important enough that we want to give significant increases to our staff, we can do that and at the same time not put that burden on the citizens right now. But it will come. Understand that. Whatever we do now, but I would not want us to jump to the highest, tax burden county in the state of North Carolina and be one of the lowest income counties in the state with a declining population. It doesn't make sense to me.
And again, to my point, I can tell you now that we're running about 11 EMS personnel short, okay? We cannot attract these people. The sheriff may not be running that short of people, but I do understand that hypothetically, in the way I figured in my head, if his people got a $3,000 increase across the board, and you figure 1.3 on it to take care of FICA, insurance, and things like that, puts it at $3,900. And he's got 25 employees. That puts it at $100,000 put into his department to be able to raise these people $3,000 across the board from starting salary all the way up, okay? And then when you turn around and you look at EMS, you're talking about around $150,000, $165,000, and that would put them in a competitive place to where we can get some people in here because we're running low on paramedics. You know what we're doing right now with drivers that have not been tested, have not been qualified, things of that nature in an EMS vehicle. And again, this is something that we have got to do. I'm a firm believer of that. There's people out there that would disagree. Now, of course, if you disagree, that's fine with me, but I'm just telling you, we're putting a Band-Aid on it by fixing it the other way. This is a surefire fix. It also generates the revenue to be able to take care of the 42 people that were not taken care of when we were altering the pay scale, okay, that had been sitting around since 2007 that hadn't been done. And that's how I feel about it. And if there's anything else, I think these departments, all the departments of Bertie County, don't need to be carved out. They all are Bertie County employees. They don't need to be carved out. It needs to be considered all the way across. And that's what we need to do.
I do agree with that. But I need to go back because y'all are saying put a Band-Aid on, or we're not putting a Band-Aid on it that way. But I am going to disagree because every time they need a raise, that means you're going to have to increase taxes. And I don't think as a taxpayer, and I know I'm not the biggest one, y'all made that clear the other night, but we cannot continue just to raise taxes to pay people. We have got to be better with our money. Like, we need a consolidation plan in this county. We need to, and I'm going to say that out loud, but we need to start looking at buildings that we have, that people, three or four people are in. We need to, what can we get rid of? And that's saving electricity, that's saving sewer, water. I mean, buildings cost money, even though we don't pay property tax on it. The animal shelter, I mentioned that the other day. Do we need one? Yes or no? And we said no, we didn't have to have one, but we had to be able to use one, right? So, I mean, there's money right there saved if Martin is willing to partner, or even, I mean, if we can find somebody who's partnering. I just need us to have a broader conversation than just taxes to fix something, right? And I know that's the here and now.
Well, again, I hear what you're saying, Commissioner White, but I will tell you this now. None of these bridges have been crossed, and we've got till the 30th of June to have a balanced budget and money there to take care. And we have got to be able to run departments. We've got to be able to turn around and have qualified people in these positions. And that at this time, we cannot acquire because of what our pay scale is. I think it was proof in the pudding what EMS has given us as far as what the pay scale is. I think it was proof in the pudding what the sheriff has given us what the pay scale is. And I see what we're going to have to do. Can we be the highest? Absolutely not. Can we be somewhere in the middle and somewhere on the average of where we need to be? Absolutely, we can. And I think the citizens have demonstrated and stated to themselves that they're willing to do this. We have citizens that have talked to me about this, and they're willing for this. They want to do this. They want that kind of service. They don't want to dial 911 and have no response or cannot respond because we are lacking vehicles, or we have vehicles that are broke down that have 350,000 miles on them, even though we have in the budget for three new EMS vehicles, but we actually need probably six, okay?
Look, let's not try to frighten people. We know this. We would become one of the highest tax counties in the state of North Carolina if we add 9.7 cents to our base. That's a fact. That the highest, we'd be one of the highest. And what happens? I hear what Commissioner White says about wanting to do other kind of development. Well, that takes dollars. And if we put this kind of burden in 1 year on our citizens, where do we get the money to do any of that other development, whatever? There are smarter ways to do it and to do the same kind of increase and not put that kind of burden at one time in it. Let me say this again. If we sell just at the expected value of the real estate already going to that sale, conservatively, it's going to be about $350,000. We know that another very large property that we have on School Road, of County Farm Road, that we took off, one of the most valuable. We don't have any plans for it. We're not using it. We know there's another building that we all know that we would like to have. But if we have as many openings as we say we have within EMS, and we do, and we've traditionally had them not been able to fill them, I'm not saying do away with those. take a couple of those off the table. If we're talking $40,000 with Benny's, that's about $60,000 each. That's $120,000 there. We can do the same over in EMS, a couple, two of the four. Now we're talking about $600,000+, right? And then the other consolidation things. I know it's not immediate. It's not immediate. But if we could do what Commissioner White says, find the money within the existing to give everybody who didn't get it that $500. And then in the next 60 days, the sale is going to be in less than a month. Look at those other options to try to bring the money in and make sure that goes to all employees. What do we get? We get the same thing about the tax burden this year. But understand this. Yes, it pushes that burden down the road, but it gives us more time as a county to absorb that burden, some of that burden, right? So we can be a little smarter about that, I think, than it would just say, let's take the easy route and just drop it on there and then let taxpayers deal with it. I think that would be burdensome, but I'm wondering if we have a different thing.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, prior to the budget, I mentioned that because of the population was decreasing, that we could look at every department and see could we cut. I mentioned that well before the budget started. Okay? But no one seemed to have that interest in my thoughts. Okay? So, but now the time come and my position along the people that I represent that we need to do several things to make it happen. We can give the manager the authority to take a look at all the different avenues where, you know, that can be cut, where that the money can come back and we take a look. And then we'll see how much taxes we may have to increase, if any. But, you know, I'm not a, you know, if any, you know. If it had to be some fine, if it don't, then, hey, you know, but we need to give the manager the direction to look and see what can be done within all the departments, not just sheriff and the EMS, but all of them.
Right, Commissioner Robson, I agree with you that we can look further. But I think that burden is not a burden on the county manager. I think they have already done that. I think the burden falls on us to look at departments and say, we need X, and where does it come from? That's our job at this point. He's made a recommendation which does not include a tax increase. That's what has been offered to us. Balanced budget. So if we want to cut more so that we can give it to somewhere, another department, I'm all for that. But that's our responsibility, not the county man. He can help us.
So let me ask
you. On everybody's knowledge right now, everybody understands that we got a razor thin budget in the first place as far as revenues come in versus what's going out. Matter of fact, budgetary number that the county manager did put in, and again, you did a good job, okay, in putting it together. The actual budget increase, cost-wise, increased, well, I think it was $951,000. I'm sorry, I've got it written down right here, didn't even look at it, but $951,000. So that's the significant increase in that budget. Should we turn around and take this when we've had 16% inflation over two years, I say 8% per year, okay? And we've had this kind of inflation and we have not gotten any kind of increase to be able to take care of these increased costs that we've had. There's been conversation as far as what it costs for medications, things of this nature, what it costs for uniform. Everything has gone up and we haven't compensated for that at all. So all we're doing is spending any revenue that's coming in and burning it up, and it's just kicking the can down the road. Now, we've got the sheriff here today, and I'd like to ask you, do you have any positions that you could get rid of? Okay.
Sheriff, let me ask you a question. I've been on this board for 11 years. The sheriff department has never in 11 years filled every position that we put. Now, you've not been here 11 years, but I can tell you that has never happened. Not once has the department filled every position.
How many positions you got?
But we put that money in the budget. Okay, so if we put this money in this budget and you're telling me that we're going to fill every one of those positions, then we need to fill every one of those positions. But we've never been able to do that, Sheriff. And that's the same thing. We have money sitting in our budget that does not get used. You know what I'm saying? It does not get used. So we are hurting. That's one of the things that prevents us from giving increases to those who deserve it. Now, my grandmother used to say, either sit on the pot or get off of it. But if we're going to, you know, we got to do it. If we're going to do it, fill the positions, right? And I don't mean just here, across the department, because that money is almost like wasted. It's just sitting there. It does not get used, right? Let's be clear about
it. Mr. Cooper, you on the line?
Yes, sir.
How many people are you short?
11 today. Well, 12 now.
What's preventing you from hiring people?
Salaries and retention.
Okay. Salaries and what? I'm sorry.
Retention.
Mitch, if you could hire nine. Mitch, if you could hire nine of those 11, would you be a lot better off?
Well, sir, the trick in EMS is when we put in the plan, the county plan for EMS, whether I have all positions filled or three quarters of positions filled, I still have to run four ambulances 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Mitch, that's
so they're either there by full-time staff or they're running by overtime staff.
Mitch, that's not my question. You have 11 openings. If you were able to fill and had the authority to fill nine of those 11, would you be significantly better off?
I would be significantly better off.
That's my question.
Has your call volume gone down or gone up?
Let me finish, please. Because taking those two is what I'm asking for, not taking the 11, but taking the two and using that money to pay existing employees in your department. And that would not require us to raise any tax. We have to make judgments that are smart and don't put the burden all on our taxpayers. We need to shoulder part of that ourselves, which means being a little bit tighter around what we have. It's crazy to me that at the end of every year, all of these positions are there that are never filled. And the money is lost in citizens.
I think you've already stated that I would not prepare them to ensure 6 months. Since being on and feel pretty much nearly all of my positions, I have one vacant deputy position, two vacant court positions, and one vacant human resource.
Yeah.
The things that we have to do, what we have been doing make things work. It's no longer working because the courts, they are having more courts now. We gotta have somebody at the school all the time. There's so much that we have to do. And yes, we have field pretty much except for one deputy position, and I presented the proposal to the county manager to feel that. The applications are coming in, and I believe that we will have all of these positions sealed. Will they stay them now? Can we make arrangements to make this happen? I believe that we can, but the issue that we had the last minute. That should have been done, or we should have been talking about this a long time ago. But now we're here now, where it's that time. And I believe it's effective to make sure that citizens of Berkeley County is protected.
Right. But let me say this. We haven't just started talking about this. We talked about this ever since every department head turned in their budget and asked for way more money that we put in. So we went back to every department. Some we didn't cut very much, like the sheriff's department, because we knew the positions. We didn't cut as much as we cut in others. We added $1 million, almost $1 million to the whole county budget. Okay, so I guess what I'm saying is that if we're not paying people what we want to be able to pay them, right? And there's also a position of we want to do more and we need to fill those positions. Why can't we meet in the middle and say you have four, could we spare two? And those two you're talking about, somewhere about $120,000 that could be distributed within that department and look for other ways in addition to that, not just your department, right? And maybe you can only give up one, not two. Or maybe Mitch could only give up one. But everything, Commissioner Robinson said it best. We need to look further and deeper Because the answer is not just pushing it to taxpayers. That's not the answer.
I think that's the deep that the last. Yeah, where we are, what I'm saying is that this point where we are, I feel that
And you're not going to be able to retain that. People at which you're hiring them at. They're going to get trained and they're going to move on somewhere else. Is that what you feel, Sheriff? Yeah. Okay.
All right.
One thing about that's why I'm willing to try to make happen.
But it's a matter of how we pay for it, not our desire to do anything. We all have the desire to pay our associates as much as we can. The question is not that. We spend so much time talking about what the need is, but we spend very little time talking about how we're going to pay for that. This conversation should be about how we're going to pay for it. How we're going to pay for it. No, they didn't. No citizen said they wanted to pay almost 10 cents on a tax dollar. And we, Sheriff, we have 20,000 people in this county. A few hundred do not. I tell you what, ain't my word. We raised it. We put in 9.7 cents. Let's see how many people you have in the courtroom.
I have a different question. Let it go. When we're talking, I know we're talking about them, but
you have a 10 outside.
Well, then it goes back to the other people have spoke now, and then we can adjust.
We have to the end of the month to do a budget. Why I wanted to lock in where we are, and then we can look for all the turn. I'm sorry.
All right. Do we have directors who make overtime? So I'm going to ask, I don't know, I didn't know this coup, I don't want to know right now, but I know because I have 1, 2, 3 directors in here that they don't get overtime. I know these two don't, unless there's a hurricane or something, maybe, but
they don't get overtime.
Right. So no director should be getting overtime. So if you have it in your budget for overtime for those directors, why can we not allocate those funds to here?
Well, if you look at the sheriff's department, he has $20,000 allocated for overtime for his department.
For his department, not for him, though. That's what I'm saying.
Well, the point is, he doesn't get paid overtime. He's an elected official.
He does not. But my question was, are there any directors? Not is it based? I said, are there any directors who make overtime?
So there are a couple of directors who have and are getting overtime. However, their part-time salary line item is not just for them.
Right. No. Okay. So I'm not talking about just.
So to answer your question, yes.
Yes. So now I'm going to go back to these two gentlemen right here who are 24/7. If they don't get overtime, I can't figure out why any director is going to get overtime. So if you have a line item for them to get overtime, any directors, can you not reallocate that funds for those two entities to get an increase of some sort? Does that make sense?
It does, but I think it's also something that's going to go into a larger conversation, because in the past, I think there has been approval for one or more department heads to make overtime.
Oh, well, perfect. And now there's new people on this board, so I'm ready for that conversation.
Yes, sir. And also, you know, along with that, there could be some effects to their operations if that is to change. What's to change totally? But it's something that can absolutely be discussed.
I'm just going to say can't be, because if they don't get overtime and they're 24/7, I cannot imagine a department that has to work overtime more than they would. So, like, I'm ready for that conversation anytime the other four of y'all are.
And they understand that we, these five people up here, have the sole authority to do that. There's nothing keeping us from that. Not the county manager. Not this county manager. Not anybody else. That's our authority, and we can do that. This is what I'm telling. This is the conversation, the deeper conversation that we've got to have. But we face the reality of right now that we've got to close out a budget by the end of the year, right? At the end of this month. So I was looking to, I take the short route,
right?
Take the longer route. But to Commissioner White's suggestion was, could we fit the 500 now in the budget by the end of this month? Of course we can, right? We have to decide on where that comes from. Right? We can say to the county manager and the assistant county, give us your three best options. But that decision is ours. Ours alone.
And so the reason I'm asking for that is that because if nobody had got anything, we wouldn't even be here today. Right? So if we could get the $500 for the people who we're talking about, since January, we have been adamant about increasing salaries. So it's not like we faced it. We got it since January. We're here with other people getting salary increases. As long as I think the employees see that we are working forward towards this, and we don't, we're not kicking it down the can, I mean, down the road, I don't foresee anybody, nobody's being treated, mistreated. I don't foresee anybody quitting. I mean, they might, I mean, could be wrong, been wrong before. But
this is a position of looking at alternatives, hearing what citizens say, trying to come up with something that is the best for everybody. Trust me, I want our employees, especially those in the Sheriff Department and MS, to get more money. Absolutely.
Mr. Cooper. Yeah. Do you think a bonus for your people of $500 is going to help you retain them?
Right.
Okay, so it's not going to help retain anything, is it?
Mr. Cooper, what would make you more compatible? What salary range will make you more compatible and help retain your people? Now, I will share this with you. I want everybody to hear me clearly, is that if I came to you for a job and you told me how much you were paying, next year, I wouldn't put pressure on you or anyone else for an increase, okay? Because you gave me an opportunity to work, okay? I come looking for a job. You didn't come looking for me. Okay.
You know, Mitch, we spend a lot of time talking about what the problem is. We all know what the problem is. Our people are underpaid and we need to pay them more. The question is, again, how do we do it? And what's the most rational way to do it? That's the only question, right? So we spend time, well, you know, we got to operate to operate. You know, we understand this. The question is, let's be smart about how we spend the money and where it comes from. I don't think we've done all we need to do with the existing budget, first thing. Need to do more. And again, I know you got 11 openings. I know you'd love to fill every one. But if I know if I gave you 9, you'd be better off than none, right? Same thing, sure. If there's other property that we can sell, sell it to give that money to people who need it. Let's do some smart things rather than if we put 9.7 cents on it, what happens come hurricane season? What happens come tornado and we have a problem? Where does the money come from? Where's it come from? Comes from nowhere because we don't have it.
Again, and that's the reason for a tax increase because we don't have it.
What was the salary place?
We're not spending on salaries because we don't have the money to give the salary increases. That's what there is to it.
And
we don't have the money to do the hurricane.
One at a time, please. Commissioner Robinson.
I asked a question earlier on how much money it would take per hour to be comparable to the surrounding counties.
We were 40 and they were 40, what, 3 or 44?
I think they were 41.
41,
I think.
But on the average, though, we can't look at you. We're somewhere around $4, $4 or $5, right?
Yeah.
So the average, when you throw in Northampton, they were up like about $60,000. About $4.
So CCY is $1.50 different. I have it right here.
Wait just a second.
It's a dollar and 50 cents. Different from Shawan, $1.50.
And that's for basic EMT.
Right. You had the 15, right?
Yeah, it's a $15.
And Shawan at 16, that's $1 more hour.
Shawan's at 16.50.
A dollar more hour.
No, they're $1.50.
$1.50 more. Heritage is
$1.24.
And we don't have Martin up here.
They have volunteer EMS. Right. Am I correct?
Right.
Okay.
How about Northampton County?
But they don't have.
County, I don't have, but I know they're getting $19 an hour.
Give us your best guesstimate, Mitchell. What would it take?
If I had $200,000,
I'd. What would it take on that? He was questioning about the hourly rate. What would it take?
It's
that you would need to have in order to make that the program.
No.
I built a big sheet.
Yeah, that's not it. But
and it was 16.25, 16.50.
That's the number we're looking for.
Yeah, $16.50 more.
Yeah.
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 It got us competitive to the ones that surrounded us. But also, I put in there a retention plan. Currently, right now, you come in every 5 years of service, you get 3% added because of what your certification is. We need to update that. Now I'm asking for 2% every 2 years.
Right.
It takes you 5 years to get a.
Mitch, we only have the authority to do budgets for a single year at a time. We can't do the future. We can say that we'd like to do that, but our budget has to be 1 year at a time.
Sir, I've been 5 years.
No, you may have requested that, but each year we had to approve what was going into that budget. We can't do a budget beyond a year. We don't have that authority. State. That I don't. What you said, it never went in until the board voted for it that year, each and every year. We would not have the authority to make promises beyond that. No. That's a fact. We don't. But we should have that plan. But it doesn't happen until we vote for that budget each and every year.
What Mitch is explaining, and you can go a little bit further, but the way that we've been talking about a step system where employee, every so often they get an increase, right. Mitch's department has that. EMS has that. And said exactly what it is. Every 5 years, they get 3%.
Yeah, but the budget, but we don't pay for it in 1 year. Over 5 years, each budget has to pay for that yearly amount.
And then the county manager figures that 3% for that particular year.
That's what I'm saying. So we have to figure out what is the increase for that each and every particular year. Right.
They're going to get their 5 year mark.
They get it then this year.
Make sure that they get that part.
So again, considering that, what is that amount for each year, for right now that we would have to raise in order to get us to a point?
Get us the pension and the salary.
Let's see.
What is the salary amount that would be on average?
I have.
Well, let's take it. Okay, 200,000. How much again? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
175,000.
175 divided by how many people you have? Is that come close to the number? 175,000 divided by the number of people it gets. Okay. Divided by 60. What is that?
Hold on, Mitch. I got it.
200,000 divided by 60.
175 divided by
175. 60. Okay.
$2,916.
$2,000 a year.
$2,916.
Almost $3,000,
which is probably around $2,200 because that's got FICA and everything else figured in.
$3,000 a year, so about $3,000 a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, $1,000. That's a real number, right? So if we want to do that, we've got to come up with that money, right? Of course, that's how we do it. Do we do it by cutting back further, or do we do it by a combination of things, right? That's
my job.
Yes, exactly. And our job is to figure out how we can pay. That's right. And what I'm suggesting is that we do a little of each, right? Again, if I've got 11, need 11, but will I take 9? Those are fully funded at the amount you say. And then somewhere else, if I can take one of you, I can look at some property that I can sell. I can do a combination of all of these things, including give that 500 bonus immediately. That gets us to a different position. That when you come to us in a hurricane and we need money that's not in our budget and we've raised our taxes 10%, we don't have any other place to get it. Can't get it out of fund balance because we're below the state average. So what do? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's
if we had some room.
But that's the reason we can create the room, and we can put that room, the money in there to create that room, and also be able to have a fund balance that is going to be a lot stronger than what it is, as you already said. Okay? As you already said, restrictions.
I'm just going to say this about the fund balance, and this is not directed to anybody, but it is not the taxpayer's fault that the fund balance got as low as it was. And that's where I'm going to say it's not their responsibility to fix what somebody else broke.
say, if I run four trucks in 4 hours, it takes all 11 to take my back to the farm down, and I have four trucks in there that could be a piece of my own. You're right.
I'm trying to get into a better.
Back to Commissioner White's comment. What the question was, it goes back, if we have a hurricane, where's the money come from? That's the point I'm making. There's no money there for that unless we do what needs to be done. It's a tough decision. But again, you're going off hopes and prayers that property sales and this, that, and the other. That should be the caveat. And we can put that back in the departments. When you got a man that's got three trucks he needs, okay, we do have budgeted, but he actually needs five or six. He's breaking down all the time. You got a sheriff's department that in itself has got retention issues. Is that correct? Okay. We're not competitive. And if we don't turn around and do the immediate fix, we can't just keep kicking this ball. And Ron, I get what you're saying.
Just understand one thing. If you raise by 6 cents tax and 3.7 fire tax, 9.7, we're going to give that six into salaries. That 3.7 is going
that
to
six is not all going to go into salaries. That six can go into buying other vehicles, because if you put what we're talking about is, you said 175,000, right? 175. Okay. You got 100,000 for the sheriff's department, 100,000 for other, the administration department. You would have $400,000 left over. It could go back and put in there for the hurricane thing, the capital program you wanted to do, the turnarounds, purchase more vehicles that we need in EMS desperately, okay, and be able to keep this whole system moving. And that's what we need.
You can't we have people
sit in front of us and tell us, if you got to raise taxes, raise the taxes. We have not been unfair with the public. You even said that. We've been so fair with the public when it came to the tax situation. And right now, we're in a need.
John, you cannot have it and spend it at the same time. If you take it and you're going to give the level of salaries that we're talking about, and you're going to give the 3.7% into the fire tax, you're not going to have the additional funds to do the other things in terms of emergency. It's not going to happen, because we're going to spend that money. We said how we're going to spend it, and most of it's going to go to salaries.
After I'm trying to you would have $400,000 left thing. Over, and the $400,000 could be contributed back to buying some trucks if you want to. It could be done, put into a hurricane fund. It could be done for capital fund, as you have talked about in the past, about funding a capital fund. So when we have projects come up, we've got the money in the capital fund to be able to do these things. You've talked about that. And I agree with you on that, but this is a way to get it done. And again, people may not, some people aren't going to like it. Some people are going to like it. I think there's one sitting in the audience right now. Bishop, what do you think? You're one of the people that are sitting in the office. I'm in this office right now. You know, I mean, you were in favor of a tax increase to cover these things, were you not?
Well, I tell you what, we've heard the discussion. We're going to, obviously, we're going to put it to the citizens and see what they say. See if citizens are willing to pay a 9.7% tax increase in Burgee County.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Cents on it. Cents. Yes. It's 3.7 cents. Right. It is, David. Just a mistake.
And it's 3.7 for fire tax, and it's 6 cents for valorem, for land property taxes.
And you add them together, that's 9.7.
But they all don't equal the same thing.
All right. Now, question is, we have the authority, this board, to vote to do whatever we choose. We don't have the time, I don't think, to take this to the citizens in terms of a referendum. And we have been elected to make this decision. So I'm not suggesting that we do not call this meeting to make that decision. We called this meeting to have this discussion, and we've had robust discussion. But we, gentlemen, are going to have to make that decision via a vote, a specific vote, specific amendment before the end of the month. And I think we need to have that ready on the 20th. We're having, the next meeting is the 20th to present this. So here's where we are. You can look at this. We can follow both plans and see what we can come up with and put that before the citizens. But the it's on this board to vote. I can tell you that, I've expressed my opinion. I think we can do the same thing even better and do it smarter. But that takes some work. I'm willing to do the work. That's where we are. So, anything else before the board? I mean, that's
one thing I'd like to say is when we disagree on this board, we're friends the next time.
Because
I have had that in the past. Boy, you guys are. We're not mad. Down to this is a different philosophy of how we need to take care of immediate needs. Okay, a different philosophy, and that is it. How we need to take care of immediate needs, and I want the general public to understand that. Yeah, do we compete? Yeah, we compete with what needs to be done and how it should be done. This, that, and that. And you know what? By the time this thing shakes up, it may be a little bit of both.
There you go.
Okay, and that's all there is to it. But the main thing is. The employees, as the county manager and assistant county manager and sheriff and Mitch Cooper, they need to know we're doing everything we can, okay, to do what's right, to get them where they need to be. And we're thinking of the employees. We try to think of the employees all the time. And, yeah, we're going to make mistakes when we roll down this path. But what it boils down to, we are thinking about the employees right now, and we're trying to do what's best. And, again, it may shake out. May shake out we do both plans. It may shake out that there's a combination of different things, yeah. You know. There's always room to, how should we say, come to an end of the measure here. What did I say? Stick your thumb out, hitchhike, catch on down the road.
And if we don't have the discussion, we've cut the citizens short, right? We're going to come up with answers. That's our job. We got to do it.
Right.
But we have to have everything on the table, be clear about what we believe, and try to make sure that, trust me, I think where we're going to end is that we're going to be doing more for the citizens. We're going to do better as we were asked to do better in that meeting, right?
By employees.
Yes, but by employees in terms of salary. We're going to do that. Question is how, and we'll make the best sound decision as we can between now and the 20th and present that on the 20th.
Good. There's going to be a lot of discussion.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
No other matter on the agenda? Next, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
We got one more matter.
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead.
We're going to choose who's going to be the voting delegate.
Yeah. We have our national NACO meeting in Austin, Texas in July. And I was chosen to be the voting delegate as chairman. I will not be going to that. My wife is having a very extensive surgery. I'm going to be with her. So we need a new voting delegate to represent.
Make a motion for Ron Robertson to second be our voting delegate.
Right. Moving to properly second. All those in favor of Mr. Robertson being our voting delegate, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ron, thank you.
Last thing.
Yes.
For a consolidation plan, I know we don't need a vote, but can we get a consensus to give him some directions and start working on that or no?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just bring that.
Do I need to email him? What we need to do?
You'll take a look at everything we discussed. Yeah.
That's right. Thanks, man. Right. And in addition to the additional properties as well. Yeah. So, all right. Thank you all. Oh, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you. We're adjourned.